Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God. Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Come on, help it, Sam.
Don't do it without me. Don't do it.
Anybody wanna be included? Anybody wanna be included? I wanna be in the number, Jesus.
Yes. How beautiful is the Lamb of God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is always a pleasure to always, yes, sir. It's always a pleasure to be in God's place at the time that we always come to worship, and to lift him up. We're on a roll, I believe. You know, we're not gonna let the world outdo us. Celebrate this sin. We're not going to let the world lift its sin up to God, and we stand by and not pray against it. We pray against sin.
Yes.
What are you saying? Mm-hmm. What are you saying, Eric? We're praying against someone who said this is a pride month. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we want to just thank God for the one that we got to walk out there and kill kids and got families that don't know who to believe in and what to believe in. But I want to tell you today, no sickness, no death is too hard for God. God is a God that we should praise and love because he loved us more than we love ourselves. He loved us so much he gave his son to us so we can have this opportunity. The songwriter said, whatever you do, in this service, please don't do what I mean. If we just come to the ministry with an empty cup and ask God to fill me with your presence, Lord. My brothers and sisters, the day will start off just good. Even if some come up against you, even if someone says something against you, a hardship around you, God can give you something to sustain through it, man. If you focus your mind on him, I love him. I love what he had done for us. He came down 2 generations and walked this earth for 3 years, and he left, sitting at the right hand of the Father. One day, 1 hour, 1 second, he may come. So the Bible said we should live like he's coming today. Oh, yes. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for all the things that he has done for us. There are some things, but I've been taught a little sometimes that no one, not one, is not worthy enough to say, Lord, I don't need Jesus. I want to come to you about Jesus. Doubtful. But I'm going to tell you, son, if you know the Lord, if you know him, you would never speak to him like that. There's some men out there that think they're Jesus. They're not. Because Jesus is coming back to this earth. We won't be doing what we're doing right now. Some of us be prayerfully in heaven, and some of us might be still through the great tribulation. You know, we call that second death. You know, that's why we have to just thank God. It's getting close. It's getting close, close, close. Never in our life did we have a time that we have right now. Normalcy is not here. Normalcy. You can go back maybe 10, 15 years, and we will be having this, we'll be having in this month right now, what we have right now. Legalizing things that God don't want. You know, God don't want man to kill each other. I just don't think he allowed man to have that much wisdom to make a gun, but to kill someone like another human being. You know what I'm talking about? But I do know things come up in war. You know what I'm talking about? I do understand that. But he didn't make it for somebody to go into a school and kill them kids like that. You know? I mean, and then someone's parents said, prayer is not working. Some brother said, prayer is not working. Some auntie said, we didn't pray about it, and nobody doing nothing. They still fighting over $10 instead of raising gas when people are dying in surgery, you know. So I come to you to tell you right here from the bottom of my heart that God is doing some great things. He's doing some great things. Because the Bible says it's fulfilling itself, that it will be a great falling away. Man would then be doing what they're doing now. They're going to be doing their own thing, thinking it's going to have a, think they got a lifetime doing their own thing. And that's when he's going to come like that thief, and pull us on home. Won't you get ready to get on this glory train? Because this is going to happen. If he had to get to one by one, it's going to happen. Whatever he does it, Reverend, my brothers and sisters, I want to be there.
That's right.
I mean, we doing this thing religiously, you know. You know, when God give a chance to do something, I told Rev and text Brother Nutter, we had a little problem with the ministry, right? They said the ministry, the payment didn't go through. Right, but yet it was still on, you know. And they said, you need to check in to see what it is, you know. Kept checking it, finally got a little thing get through there. So now, Reverend, now brothers and sisters who are part of the ministry, we're paying half of what we paid the first 2 years. Now we're paying half of that payment now. You know, the money. I know God knows what he's doing, you know, don't worry.
Praise the Lord.
I know what he knows what he's doing. I wonder, they kept saying, you got enough there. It said, you got enough, don't worry about getting cut off. And then I went and did my research to find it. But I'm just speaking because I don't know too much about they call this the blog talk, right? But I call this God's plan over here. We're part of God's plan, and he's doing some things, you know. So now it's half over here. You know, Dama, you might catch that later on, sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
I know God doing some things, man. You know, I told you, I didn't see it, though. He's paying it. He's paying for it. He's paying for it.
Yeah.
We have never asked for an offering. Never. We have gave people money over here. We have gave more than some people that, I might want to say we gave way more than people gave to somebody else than they gave to the ministry. You know what I'm talking about? And we never asked nobody for nothing. But look what God did. He took that and chopped it in. They call it the upgrade, real. Same benefits, real. You hear me saying?
Upgrade.
I just thank God, man. Yeah, I just thank God, you know. Thank God. I just want to just thank him for, like, he's trying to keep this ministry on, man. He's trying to keep it on. And he's paying it for it. You hear that, Rev? He's paying for it, Rev.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I thank God for it. When I got that text yesterday, I said, I'll text you another that y'all know, right? Well, I just thank God for what he does for the ministry, man. You know, he got it in his pocket, man. Said the other day, he'll make a way. You know, I'm not saying we're struggling with paying something over here. I'm just saying that he did it, you know. I'm just going to give him all thanks because I know he done it, you know. And I know he was doing it. I don't know how they do it on other, is they called it. They can call it, they show a blog talk. But this is God's ministry and it's God's plan. Help me, Jose. We might
know
it's we call technical name, blog talk platform, but this is God's plan. And God paying for it. You know what I'm talking about? Don't tell me what God won't do. Reverend, will he pay for it?
Yes, he will.
Yes,
the Lord. Thank you.
Yes, he will. Thank God for it, man. Hey, you know, like we said, if you've been with us for this little 2 years, you know, we never said, will you help us? Will you help us pay for it? You know? Never said it. You know what I'm talking about? But we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your consideration if you did. You know what I'm talking about? And again, I tell you, we have gave out more than people that gave in. You know what I'm saying? So we know God is providing. You know what I'm talking about? So I just want, if you're a part of this ministry and you love it, I just want you to do like I'm going to do right now. Praise ye the Lord. Praise unto you, servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise be to the name of the Lord evermore. For the rising of the sun and the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. Help me. And his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord, our God, who dwells on high? Humble yourself. Humble yourself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Just read in your readings and you're hearing in your ears. And just read Psalm 113, the first six verses. Psalm 113. I don't know how you feel about it today. I don't know what God is doing for you today. But I want to tell you, God hears the righteous prayer. I believe the Bible says righteous prayer availeth much. I believe there are some people who really want to live with the Lord. Not saying we're perfect, but we love the Lord enough. We get his attention. Hey, man, we stumble and fumble, man. But we find out our way back to him some kind of way. Lord, give us strength while on this Christian journey. Give us strength. So we took a side. I'm not going to make all y'all do it and tell all y'all have to do it because that ain't how we do it over here. But I'm going to tell you, for me, I'm going to pray because I'm not going to let nobody that I know, watch this here, be lost if I can help them. I ain't going to let nobody be go without prayer if I can help them. If I can't help them financially, I'm going to pray for them that God heal them. God deliver them. God set them free. I just believe what that man just said. Whatever you do in the service, please don't do without me. Make room for that gift. Make room for that blessing. How you do it? Have faith. Oh, this is something, y'all. Have faith. It's impossible to believe in God without faith. You have to believe. Yes, it's a lot of things we're not going to understand, Reverend. Until we see his face. But I just read this, I'm going to read this one more verse. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't praise Eric. Don't praise Reverend Henry. Don't praise the people who even listen by my ear. Praise the Lord. Praise his
name. Thank you, Lord.
I know I'm right about it. Praise his name. If that wasn't no good, that's just slide over to 16. And I'm going to pray, you know, if God's will go in there, Father. I love the Lord. Oh, man. Let me tell you something about the book. I love the Lord because he have heard my voice in my supplication. Because now he have inclined his ears unto me. Therefore will I call. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Remember, look at this here. Upon whom, as long as I live. Can I do it again? This is for me now. That might have been for somebody riding down the highway. This is just for me right here. Look what this is just saying, Reverend. I love the Lord because he have heard my voice and my supplication.
Yeah.
Because he have inclined, watch this, Reverend, his ear unto me. Therefore, will I call upon him? Look at this. As long as I live, watch this, Reverend. Sorrow of death compass me, and pain of hell gather up a hold on me. I find trouble and sorrow. Then, Jesus. He said, then, then call I upon the name of the Lord. Oh,
all right.
I beseech thee.
Oh, Lord.
I beseech thee. Deliver my soul.
Yeah.
That's prayer.
Yeah.
He said, gracious is in the Lord. Righteous is you. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserved the simple. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I was brought low. And he help me. You hear me, Rev? That's some good praying there, Rev. He said, return unto me. He said, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. I'm going to give you a bonus. And I'm going to cut it off. He said, for thou hast delivered my soul from what, Rev?
My eyes
from the tears.
Yes.
Oh, help me. See, this stuff ain't rehearsed, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know. Look what he said. He said, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. If he ain't called homeboy yet, if he ain't touched your heart with that gym right there, I'm telling you, it's time to open up, my brothers and sisters. God has just some things for the church. He inhabits our prayer. But you know also he needs to for us to do? If nobody, the church needs to be praying. Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit. If nobody, the church needs to be praying. And once you pray, don't pray and worry. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't pray and worry. Why pray and worry?
That's right.
Have faith. Have faith. Believe that he is able. Help me, Holy Spirit. Believe he is able. And let me tell you something. When I think about how the love of God moves in our life, I think about mercy. I think about grace. And I think about this. He is on time. It ain't no cliche, baby boy. He is on time. He moves how he want to move. And he will not move out his will. If you love the Lord today, touch and agree with me right now. Touch and agree with me right now.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we come in the most humblest manner we know how.
Lord, we come
lifting our voice in thanksgiving, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we read a few scriptures, Lord, and we heard the praise in the scripture. Lord, we thank you for making the scripture out of reality to us today. Because we believe, Lord, we love you. We believe, Lord, that you're sitting on the throne looking at us right now, Lord, and you're just giving us love of us a little time to get closer to you, to make the mind and say, I want to serve the Lord. I believe you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just thank you for your grace, Lord, and your mercy, Lord. We know, Lord, one day this grace and this mercy that you extended right now is going to stop. Lord, we just thank you for how you're holding it back so far, that we can say thank you, Father God, for another day, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your sweet and amazing grace. Lord, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, for the sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. Lord, there's no one on this earth can say they don't sin, Lord, and that came short of your glory. Because when we look at you and we look at the law, Lord, we find ourselves falling short every day, Lord. So, Lord, help us, Lord, strengthen us if we try to do your will, Lord. Lord, when you see us, Lord, you see us through your Son, Lord. So we thank you for Jesus Christ, Lord, as we pray for one another right now, Lord. Lord, you know the ones that are sick and shutting in, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to give them some strength, Lord. We don't know what it is, Lord, but you know what it is, Lord. We just ask you to heal, Lord. If not, Lord, reprieve them for the pain. Move the sickness for them, Lord, knowing that, Father God, nothing moves without your will. So we ask you, not our will, but thy will, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for
the
word again. We love your word, Lord. We try to read your word. Not only just read it, we try to do as it says, Lord. But, Lord, when we come fall short of that, Lord, then we lean to our own understanding, Lord. So help us, Lord.
Yeah.
Keep us from ourselves, Lord. Keep us from ourselves, Lord. That we won't go against thee, Lord. Bless the ones who are driving the highways and byways, Lord, in the automobiles, Lord. Bless the ones who are driving the highways and byways spiritually, Lord. Don't know how to get through this dark world, Lord. Lord, let the light of your saints touch one of them, Lord. Don't have to be a preacher, Lord. We find out that everybody is a representative of you if they believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection, Lord. So use your people today, Lord, to speak for you, Lord. Lord, we just think the hour is getting so short that we shouldn't be fighting about little things what people believe in the Bible, Lord. We should be telling people that the love of God is getting real close. Anytime we can sit aside a whole month of singing and lift it up to your faith, the church need to pray harder, Lord. They need to pray harder. So we come right now thanking you, Lord, for what you're about to do, even changing some of them, Lord, because we know you can do it, Lord. We don't try to look at their sin and our sin like it's better, Lord. We know all men have to go before your son, Lord. So we thank you for Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this ministry, Lord. Thank you for how you took that payment and you cut it in half, Lord.
Thank you for how you
even extending some things, Father God, that only you know and the ones that are really tied closer to the ministry know, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for when you put it and you paid it, Lord. You diligently paid it every month.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We don't take it for granted, Lord, for what you do for us, Lord. Lord, you didn't even take it from the person's house when they were paying for it, Lord. And you could have, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy, for how you do things, Lord.
Thank you.
I just thank you, Father God, for how you doing things in our life, Lord, that we try to walk closer to you, Lord. But right now, Lord, we move ourselves out the way, Lord, and ask you, Father God, to have your way in this whole day, Lord. We only concerned of this day that you gave us, Lord. Can't think about Friday, Lord, but we can think about Thursday, the day you give us to us.
Yes, Lord.
That we'd be looking forward to you. Maybe it might be the day you come, Lord. Give us a place in your kingdom, Lord. Where we can go there when the tears will go away from sorrow to rejoice, Lord. Where we don't study this old war no more. Lord. The hymn book put up and the Bible even not read it. Where we can see your face and your son. And we said, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Because it could have been hell, but you gave us heaven. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we pray. That we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God would do it. God would do it. He has done it. He's moving and doing it. I'm over thankful for it because, you know, see, this is why God gives some of us testimony, remember, because he know we'll testify. You know what I'm talking
about? Yes, sir.
He know we'll tell the people, even in the position that we call ourselves in, right? That we'll let them know we hurt. We'll let them know that trouble comes our way too. Short hardship. I heard the testimony of Brother D. y'all was talking about yesterday about how he went out there and had to pay the bill. Couldn't pay it. And was out there and the wife saying, cutting it off, but the gas was still. That's the kind of God we serve. Right? So God gives testimony like that for us to encourage one another. Not to boast, but it's helping one. So if he did it for Brother D, if he did it for Reverend Henry, watch this. If he did it for God's plan, I want to tell you again. Ain't no, this might not be no great, good grammar, y'all. If you know how to put your adjectives and your nouns, you know how to put a sentence together, this might not sound right. But I know the Lord is good to God's plan because. He knows what was going on. It wasn't no financial problem here. It wasn't. But he knows. And he took it and put it in his hand. Normally when you pay a bill and the bill don't get paid, normally you pay a bill and it don't get paid, they cut that stuff off. They cut it off, really. You know what I'm talking about? But I know God is able. I know he's able, man. I just want to thank him, man. Publicly for what he done and what he doing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Thank him. That's all I have, bro.
Thank you, Lord. My God. Want to do it every time. You know, we've been thanking the Lord for increase openly. Oh, my God. And we've been thanking him. And look what he has done.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
look what we've been thanking him openly. And when you tell of his goodness, tell what he has done, you're setting yourself up for what he will do.
Will do. Come on, now. Come on, now.
You know, if you're down and out, lift your head to God and just start telling him thank you.
Yes,
you know, David said, you know, David encouraged himself. Oh, hallelujah.
He did.
You know, sometimes you have to just speak it. Speak that thing. Speak over you. I remember when I could barely breathe having that COVID, and my wife told me. She said, hey, you know, if you don't get no better, we going, you know, you get on the ventilator. I didn't want to be on that ventilator. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But I just thought, oh, thank you, Lord. I just thought, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, but breath. Oh, thank you. You know, sometimes
it
don't have to be no big, you know, extraordinary thing. Start thanking him.
Right.
If you
That's
can
right.
breathe, oh, thank you. If you have the activity of your limb, if you're in your right mind,
that's
come on, telling God, thank you.
Thank you.
Think, remember what he has done for you already. Hallelujah. You know, we look over what God has already done. And like all children, and we dissatisfied by certain things. But start thanking God for what he has already done. Born into a country that Jesus and God was once their trust.
Yes.
You know, this ain't the same America that we grew up in. But I'm glad about it. But I'm glad about it, Brother David, that he has instilled within us. Oh, hallelujah. Faith in him. Trust in him. The money still stays in God. We trust.
Hallelujah.
We want the money, but do we still want the trust? Oh, hallelujah. But we just thank God. Oh, thank you. Read for those scriptures. Psalm 113 and Psalm 116. Oh, hallelujah. I found that if I just thank God, hallelujah, no matter if the storm is raging, but if I just thank God, hallelujah, no matter if the wind is blowing, I just thank God, you know, no matter, because I know it is in his hand. Oh, hallelujah, whether I live, whether I die, I thank him, hallelujah, for it is in his hands, and I stand on his word, hallelujah, I stand on his word. I want to say, God, thank you for this week of prayer that we've been having, oh, hallelujah, because it's been giving strength, hallelujah. I thank God for what has helped us. Oh, you know, we should always pray and not faint. You know, don't taught me something in this week. You know, in this week that you pray in faith. It may look dim. It may look dreary. It may look that all is lost, because that's when
Do
you step in with your faith. Faith looks beyond that circumstance. And if you start to remember what he has done, you set yourself up for what he will do. So we just thank God today. We thank God today, and we love him. Hallelujah. You know what? It will bless a parent's heart. Listen, and it will bless a parent's heart when the parent tell a child that, baby, I desire to do this for you, but I just not able. And if that child will turn and say, I'm just thankful that we have what we have. Don't you know?
Knowing that we have.
Move that parent heart to do whatever they can. That's why I say faith, when we move in faith, we remind God of himself when he stepped out.
Yeah. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. And spoke this thing into being. Faith. That's how we got to be in our situation. You know,
and then,
I love that about that testimony, Brother D, that you gave. And yesterday, it opened up something within me when I thought about it. You know, though men was on the outside trying to cut off.
God's on the inside.
But God was on the inside letting the fire still burn. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I just thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I tell them real sometimes. I tell them sometimes you will hear me say, thank God for the trouble. Thank him for the trouble. Thank him for the pain.
Yeah.
You know, if we never went through nothing, we wouldn't know how to deal with nothing. I tell God, thank you for the trouble. If he never allowed you to go through nothing, he would never have to bring you out of nothing. Tell God, thank you for the trouble.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for
thank
the
you,
trouble.
Lord.
In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Ooh.
I
thank
think
you,
about
Lord.
My life, and when I look back over, I said, Lord, you've been so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
You've been so good to me. And then I look again, and I said, Lord, you're still being good.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at, I tell myself sometimes, I said, Lord, why me? Why you so good to me? I could have been dead and gone. I've done some things, real, that's not becoming of a Christian. That would justify me leaving here, but God has been so good to me until he just keeps me around. A young man called at the radio show yesterday, and he asked Brother Dog to ask me why I never preached. And I told him, I said, Brother, I'm just a young man that loves discussing God's word. I heard man say it, but I hadn't heard God's calling yet. But until the Lord called, I will forever stay on the battlefield. I'll forever continue to tell somebody about a man called Jesus. Brother, he will save you.
He
saves. Look what he's saying, real. He saves to the utmost.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I think about how good God has just been to me.
Yes.
How he saved me. I've been through some things, real. I've been through some things. But God is still standing on the throne.
Yes.
I read in his word, he said, if I be lifted up. That's all you got to do. He said, if I be lifted up. He said, I'll draw all men. And I know I found myself as a kid, I used to find myself being made to sit at the table and go through the Bible. And as I got older, I found myself wanting to sit at the table and go through the Bible. See, at first I was going through the Bible. As I got older, I found myself wanting to go to the Bible. When I discovered I was going to it instead of through it, I realized that was a man. called you. Ooh, what he do it. He bring tears to your eyes of joy. Just to tell God.
Yes, Lord.
God is so good to us. I heard my brother say I didn't want to go on a ventilator. He had a ventilator for Venter. Called Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
Lord.
You thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
She said, take it to a bigger God. Out of all the nuggets that she said, I was sitting yesterday thinking, outside of all the nuggets that Auntie said, she haven't been able to supersede that one yet. Take all your big problems to a bigger God. And I know
thank
he's a
Lord.
Bigger God because he said they should have no other God before me.
And
let me know he's a bigger God.
Yeah.
I get joy when I think about Just think about it. Joy. It makes my heart shout with joy.
Thank you, Lord.
So
thank you, Lord.
So good.
We thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. We thank him for what he has done. And if you remember what he has done, you're setting yourself up for a blessing. What he will do. Generous.
What do you do with?
Generous God. Generous God, Ephesians.
Yes,
third chapter, 14 through 21st. Ephesians 3 and 20, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Ephesians. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ephesians 3 and 20. God is
able
to do exceedingly abundantly
above
all that we ask or think.
Yes, he is. Ain't there something? Just know that he can go above all.
Yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for strength.
How could you not serve a God like
man. That? And I just want to read that one more time.
Yes.
Ephesians 3 and 20, God is able.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I used to hear you say, "But Brother D, him able."
Him able. Yes,
him
he
able.
Is.
Yes, him able.
To
do. Oh, hallelujah. It's good. We just remind ourselves, him able. Oh, hallelujah.
Him able.
It's good if we just think on that. That, you know, we think of a lot of junk sometimes.
Yes.
We need to start thinking and giving praise to God. You know, just
praise.
Remind us.
No, he's able.
Him able.
He's able. Just knowing
he's able.
He's
able. Oh,
yes, he is.
Because it gets tough sometimes. Sometimes we have to shed the brownie tears. But
yes.
Him able. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is able.
Tell
to
him
do
thank
it.
You.
Feed him abundantly all that we ask or think. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It says here, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. All blessings flow. Hallelujah. All blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
God.
I hear you, ain't it? He's a generous
God.
Generous God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's coming from a generous
is.
God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
generous.
He,
you know, he you know, if you need a little help with your bills, he'll step in and start making a way out of no way. Hallelujah.
Yes,
remember him. And one good thing about it, if you remember him in the peace time, he'll remember you in the storm.
You in the trouble.
And you can tell him, and you can tell him, thank you. You
thank
can tell
you.
Him, thank him. When you start thanking
you.
For my trials and my tribulations,
yes.
You realize that he's purging me, he's pruning me. He's, how do you make a tree better? Cut out that dead limb. Some of our works are dead. We need to cut them off.
Cut them off. If that right hand of sin,
you know, come on now.
Yes.
Come on, and
right
and we are offended. We are offended right now. But they want to stand up and say, "Pride, oh hallelujah." Hallelujah. But we Christians stand up and say, "We give us Jesus." Hallelujah.
Yes.
Give us Jesus. They are the world right now is openly asking for Barabbas. They are openly asking for evil. But we are asking for give us Jesus. You
give
can
us
have
Jesus.
This old world, but
give
me
Jesus.
Give me righteousness. Give me what God likes. Remove that thing that offended. Hallelujah.
Right,
but give me Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Right,
give me the one, hallelujah,
give me the
that's going to make it better for us. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Generous God. Thank you, ain't it, for that. Also, he sends in deceptive parents. Deceptive parents. True humility credits God for every success. Oh, hallelujah. When life is going well, we we too need to beware of self-deception. Pride will take us where we do not want to go. Only humility will keep us where we ought to be, grateful to God and dependent on his strength. Hallelujah. See, when you're strong, you feel like you can take on the world. You feel like you can do it all by yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when God allows you to go through valley time, you'll cry out, I need thee every hour. You'll be humble. You'll be humble before the Lord. Hallelujah. Humble, looking unto him with all your help come. Hallelujah. Grateful to God and dependent on his strength. True humility credits God for every success. Deceptive courage, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Also, she gives us what really matters. What really matters. Joy comes from putting another needs ahead of our own. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Joy comes from putting another needs ahead of our own. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 2, 1 through 11. Philippians 2, 3, and 4. In humility, value others above yourself. In humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own entrance, but each of you to the entrance of others. Amen. Praise you, Lord. We thank God today for what really matters, deceptive courage, and generous God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us these, what we call our golden nuggets. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you today. Oh, hallelujah. We're at a point of our service where if one want prayer, or if one want to tell God thank you, or if somebody want to say what's on their heart, hallelujah, we're here. Hallelujah, we ask that you be led by his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. But it's, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, it really,
leads you all the way. Yes, sir.
I can't speak for some people. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for all people. But I know a few I can speak for. I feel mm-hmm. within my soul. So I know a few I can speak for. I can speak for my memory.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak for my brother. Mm-hmm. I can speak. You know what I'm saying? I can speak for my brother Eric. I can tell you in words right now that we want the Lord to continue to bless us. We want the Lord to continue to keep us. We want the Lord to continue to guide us. In the mighty, magnificent name of Jesus. Sometimes I have a hard time accepting why that one boy don't be blowing up when the altar is called,
mm-hmm.
when it's prayer time is called. For we all are standing in the need of prayer. I know
mm-hmm.
I am. Every day of my life, I ask the Lord to give me more. I tell him thank you for what he's done. If he never do nothing else, he's done enough. And
mm-hmm.
every day I find myself asking the Lord to continue to keep me, continue to guide me. You know, it wouldn't take but a nanosecond for us to go wrong. But when you walk the walk of faith and hold your head in God's hand, oh, if you pay attention to him, he'll keep you, sisters and brothers. I know he will. He looked down on a nothing like me. Wasn't fitting to live and wasn't worthy to die. I know he'll keep
mm-hmm.
you.
Thank
we all
Lord.
Should just tell God, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
we can't find
Lord.
Anyone to pray for. Pray for Brother D. Pray for Brother
praise
D and his
Lord.
Family. Tell the Lord,
yes,
Father, will you please continue to guide him? Lord,
mm-hmm.
will you please continue to keep him? Continue to look
yes.
upon his family, his grandkids. This world that we're living in is so treacherous now. It's such a dangerous world. Every day you turn the TV on or even just talk to someone, there's a death. There's a murder. Ask the Lord to continue
mm-hmm.
to keep you and yours. To guide us, Lord.
Please, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Need you right now. A neighbor of mine's, a friend of mine's grandkid went out to celebrate her 12th birthday. Didn't make it home. Shots rang out. Bullet come through the car, back window, and killed the child. When you see stuff like that, Reb, it lets you know that you need the Lord to guide you. Need the Lord to be your keeper. In the name of Jesus. Some have said she died too soon. I told her grandfather, I said, I know you don't want to hear it now. I know it hurts, but the Lord could have took it out now to save you from something later. We don't have the right to question God's decision. Or we can question God. We don't have the right to question his decisions because he's never made a wrong decision yet. But y'all just tell God, thank you. I thank you for my going out and my coming in.
Yeah.
In your prayer, Lord. In your prayer, Reb, please remember me and mine. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got one prayer request. Who would that be? Another.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank the Lord. Thank God. Truly, God has been good. We've heard testimonies of his goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've heard testimonies of his goodness. We've heard how he cut bills in half. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Remember what he has done. Thank you, Lord. Make you kill him. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Do it. Yes.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Please, thank you.
Oh, that's my Lord.
What did he do?
I know you. Man, I know you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Truly, God has been good. We will do ourselves a favor if we just remember his goodness. So I might say, they don't have nothing to be thankful, but he woke you. Hallelujah.
He woke me.
Yeah, he made it to where you don't have to go to that everlasting fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He made a way for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Some people don't realize just how blessed they are.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, you'll
feel better if you think about what he has done in the past. Think how God has saved you, delivered you, set you free. Hallelujah. Gave you a peace of mind. God gives that peace that it passes all understanding. You can be in your worst times, but if you have that peace of God, everything is well. Because you're in that peace, and you can continue to have love, joy.
Yes.
But the peace of God, it surpasses what you can even conjure up in your mind. It surpasses all understanding. You can understand how
how trouble is on the outside, but there's a fire burning on the inside.
On the inside.
There's that testimony again. There's that testimony again when man tried to cut the fire, what would create the fire, the gas, when he tried to cut it off on the outside. God still had a fire on the inside.
Yeah.
We need to realize what God is doing.
The Lord.
What he is doing, circumstances will cause us to become weary sometimes. Hallelujah. But we need to remind ourselves the same God that brought you over last time, he's able.
He's still able to do it again.
Continue to trust in him. Continue to have hope in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer, God, we just come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Father. You have been better to us than we even had sense to be to ourselves, Father God. When we were in sin, Father God, you saved us. When we needed deliverance, Father, you delivered us. Oh, hallelujah. When we were weak and weary, you strengthened us. We tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When we was without peace, Father, you've given peace, Father, that surpassed all of our understanding. Hallelujah. You give us love where there was hate. Hallelujah. Where there was sadness, you gave us joy. Hallelujah. When we needed comfort, you comforted us, Father. Oh, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for the multitude of love that you have shown to us over and over and over again. Lord, we just raise our hands to you and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We stretch our hands to you as we surrender our way and accept your way, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you time and time again, Father. We deserve justice because of our sins, but you renewed us and strengthened us and lifted us. And we tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a better day, a clearer way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this week. Continue to bless us, to continue to be in prayer, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord. And give, continue to bless and cover Brother D and his family, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. You know their needs. Hallelujeah. We ask you to look upon their hearts, Father. And if it be thy will, grant them their heart's desire in Jesus' name. But most of all, forgive them for all sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they may lean closer to you, that they may walk better for you, Father God. We need you, Father. We need you more and more, as you are our strength. You are our help. Hallelujah. From time and time past, Father God, we look unto you. We don't look unto this world, Father God, but we look unto you. Oh, Father God, to the Ancient of Days, Father, we pray and we surrender unto you, help us, Lord, as you always have in the past. Continue to be there, Father God. Continue to guide us, Father, that we be led in your path, in your will, in your way, in your understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, and we love you for it. Continue to, Father God, to guide us. Hallelujah. Continue to bless our hearts to be great followers of you, Father, wanting to unite the way, not our own understanding, but give us our understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you. Every listener, thank you. Hallelujah. For every heart that want to please you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We just tell you thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, Martha, you've given unto us. Continue to bless her. Strengthen her, Father God, as we all try to do thy will. In Jesus' name is our prayer. We thank you, Lord God. Bless Reverend Brian. Continue to strengthen him and give him what he needs to be a great follower of you. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Bless us all collectively, then bless us one by one. And most of all, keep us in thy will. Keep us in thy will. Keep us, Lord God, in thy will. Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the spirit. tonight, Lord. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom.
Clean. Change my mind. Jesus. Oh, he'll do it if you let him.
He's a witness. He will. He will. He will. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, man. Thanks, man, but I know it.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.